This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abba. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. We're four lines from the bottom on Samach Beis Amud Beis. Amazingly, tonight we have the story of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva Raya de Ben Kalba Savu Ahava. Rabbi Akiva was the shepherd of Ben Kalba Savua. And Kalba Savua was one of the wealthy people in Yerushalayim. He was called Kalba Savua. Anyone who entered his house ravenous like a dog would exit satisfied. Chazisa, so obviously he was an ignoramus, you know. He was not a professional. It was a very menial job, which means he wasn't successful, not in learning, and not financially. Chazisa Barti Dehavat Sneo Mali. Kalba Savua's daughter saw that he was modest and of good character. So obviously she noticed something in him, which is pretty amazing, because he obviously was not successful in learning, but his good character gave her the premonition that he has potential. Amrale, she says to him, "Imikad shanalach azus lebei rav, if I marry you, will you go learn?" Amrale in, he said yes. Ikad shalei betzina, he married her privately, because there's no way the old man would have gone for this. No way Kalba Savua would have gone for this. Vishadarta, she sent him to learn. Shama Avua, her father heard that she married him. Apko mi beise, and he kicked him out of the house. Apko mi, he kicked her out of the house. Ajra hanami nichse. He made a neder that he's not going to give hana to his daughter. Azul Yosef Treis Sarishnin Bebei Rav. He went and he sat for 12 years in the academy of Rav, meaning by the Rebbe. So he went to learn for 12 years. Tosfos asks a very interesting question. Tosfos asks, how could you say that Rabbi Akiva was of good character? He was modest and he was of good personality. But the Gemara Pesachim says that Rabbi Akiva says that when I was an Amma Aretz, I would say, who would give me a Talmud Chachman? I'll bite him like a donkey. That's mashma. He was not good midah. He did not have good midahs. Tosfos says it's not because he hated Talmud Chachamim. It's because he thought that the Tamei Chacham were arrogant, and they would be boastful over Amei Haaretz. Memela, he didn't like the Tamei Chachamim, and he thought the Tamei Chacham hated Amei Haaretz. Also, the Tamei Chacham did not let Amei Haaretz touch them. Because we say big day Amei Aretz are Tamei Midras. But he was a Shomer Mitzvah. So in other words, Rabbi Akiva was an Orthodox Jew, but he did not think highly of Tamei Chachamim. Did not like them. Basically, Rabbi Akiva went away to learn for 12 years. Kiasa, when he came back, Aisi Badei Trei Sari Alfi Tamidei. He brought with him 12,000 students. So after 12 years, he had 12,000 talmidim. Shamei lahu saba de ka'amarla. He overheard a certain old man say to his wife, "Ad kama medaberes amanos chayim." For how long will you continue to live like a living? In other words, for how long will you live as a living widow? So Amrale, she said to him, "Ila didit sayis, if my husband would listen to me, Yosef Tare Sri Shani Achwini, he would sit for another 12 years. Amar, so Rabbi Kiva says, Bershuska Avidna. I'm going to go now with permission. Hadar Azal, he then went for Yosef and he sat Shrei Sarishani for another 12 years. Achrini.
Who was this old man? Who was the old man's sphincter?
We don't know. The Gemara doesn't say. Who was he? You don't know, was this Eliyahu? Was this, I don't know. It seems like he wasn't doing a good thing, right? He was trying to discourage her. But he did instigate that she should say he should go for another 12 years. So he ended up doing something very good. He ended up creating Rabbi Akiva. If not for that old man, then Rabbi Akiva would have sufficed with 12,000 students. Okay. Ki asa, when he came, Aisi Bahadei Esen Rabba Alfei Talmidei. This time, when he learned for another 12 years, he had 24,000 students. Shama Debisu, his wife heard that he was coming. Have a kanafka ala ape. So she went out to greet him. Amrula Shivivasa, the neighbor said to her, Sha'ali mani lavash vechsai. Borrow some decent clothing and cover yourself. I mean, you're going out in public to greet your husband, so you should dress the part. You need to wear something appropriate. Amra lahu, she said to him, Yoidea tzadik nefesh behemtai. The righteous man knows the soul of his animal. In other words, a tzadik knows that his wife suffices with little, and therefore he won't hold it against me. Kimata legabe, when she reached him, nafa al apa, she fell on her face, kamenash gale lekare, and she kissed his feet. Kimata legabe, so when she reached him, she fell on her face and she kissed him. She kissed his feet. Havaka madchila shame. So his attendants were pushing her away. Amar lahu, he said to them, Shavkuha, let her be. She said to her, let her be. She said to her, let her be. In other words, don't stop her. Why? Shali v'shalchem shala. Because my learning and your learning, it's all hers. So basically, apparently they wanted to stop her. They didn't think this was like appropriate public conduct. And Rabbi Kiva says, let it be. Whatever we have, whatever I have, whatever you have, it's because of her. You know, it's interesting, Rabbi Akiva was the one who said that Kal Hashirim Kodesh, Shir Hashirim Kodesh Kodashim. All songs are holy. The Song of Songs is Holy of Holies. There were Tanoim that wanted to bury Shir Hashirim. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, not only can we not bury it, some Tanoim wanted to say Shir Hashirim is not Metame Sayadayim. Right? We know that Kisvei HaKodesh renders the hands impure. Rabbi Kiva says, no, Shir Hashirim definitely renders the hands impure. It's the holiest of all the songs. Other Tanoim felt that to describe the love between Hashem and Klal Yisrael as the love between a husband and wife, it downgrades, it in a way sullies our relationship with Hashem. Because how could it be couched in the terms of the love between a husband and wife? But Rabbi Kiva knew the sanctified love there could be between husband and wife. Rabbi Kiva experienced that through the proper love between a husband and wife, a person could rise to the highest levels. So Rabbi Kiva was the one who taught Klal Yisrael the holiness of Shir Hashirim, that there's nothing holier than describing the love between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael as a love between a husband and a wife. Anyway, this is what Rabbi Kiva says, Shali v'shalachem shala. Shama avua, so her father heard, Kabasuva heard, the Asagava Rabba, that great person was coming, Lamasa to the city. Amar, so he said, Ezo legabe, let me go to him. Efshe de mefer nederai, maybe it could be mefer my neder. because Kaaba Sivua felt bad that he assured his daughter in Hana. He wanted to be able to benefit her. Asa legabe, so he comes to Rabbi Akiva, not knowing this is his son-in-law. Amarle, he says to him, Adaita de gavarava mida darta, with the intent of a great man, did you make a nether? In other words, you assured your daughter in Hana because you didn't like the husband that she married. You thought he was an ignoramus. But if you would have known that he would be a great man, would you have made the nether? And Kaaba Sivua says, Amarle, afilu perak echad. If I would have known that he could learn even one perak, afilu halacha achas. If I would have known he could learn even one halacha, I never would have made the nether. Amarle, Rabbi Kiva said, Anahu, I'm the guy. I'm that husband who you said to your wife that you asur her in Hana. Nafal alape, he fell on his face. Kaaba Sivua fell on the face of Rabbi Kiva, on his face. Vinashke al kari, he kissed Rabbi Kiva's foot. Vyahav le pagam imane, and he gave him half of his money. So,
just like his wife did.
Yeah, just like his wife. Maybe he kissed the other foot. But, yeah, exactly. So, the Gemara continues. The Gemara has, there's amazing Tosfos here. One of the most important Tosfos. Tosfos, the top Tosfos, asks that how was Rabbi Kiva made for the nether? Rabbi Kiva was made for the nether because he said, if you would have known that this son-in-law would have turned out to be a great person, you never would have made a nether. Frek Tosfos, you're not allowed to be Poiseach Benoilad. In Masechta Nedarim, it teaches that a Pesach, based on a circumstance that arises after the fact, is not a valid way to be made for Nedarim. So how could Rabbi Kiva be made for the Nedar? Well, if you would have known, he would be a great man. But he wasn't a great man. He became a great man. So that's a new factor. That's not a way to be made for a Nedar. A way to be made for Nedar is, if there was something you were unaware of at the time you made the nether, so it's not a valid nether. There's nothing that Kaaba Sivua wasn't aware of. He knew exactly who Rabbi Kiva was, that he was an ignoramus. Happens to be Rabbi Kiva turned it around. But that's a new circumstance. You can't be mefer based on a new circumstance. Tosfos says, no, it's not a new circumstance. V'yeshloimer dahacha loichashiv nailad. This is not considered a new circumstance. Why not? Says Tosfos, Kivan Shahalach Lebei Rav, since he went to the house of the Rebbe, the Derechu, it is typical. Bahoylech Lamaid, if you go and dedicate yourself to learning, Shenasa Adam Gadol, that you'll become a great person. This was not a new circumstance. Rabbi Kiva went to the yeshiva. If you go and you dedicate yourself to learning, so then you're going to become great. This was not that Rabbi Kiva, a new circumstance arose. No. Rabbi Kiva went to yeshiva. So this is not a noilad. This is not something new that developed. This is the trajectory of someone who is in the yeshiva dedicated to learning. Okay.
So the fact that he was already planning to go for X amount of years already made him into a Tamid Chacham?
Yeah, so it made it that his developing into the Talmid Chacham was not a new circumstance that developed, but that's what was sort of could be anticipated. So maybe Kaaba Sivua didn't realize, but that's not called noilad. Noilad when something develops sort of out of the blue. This didn't develop out of the blue.
The Rav gave a shir before the Siyum HaShas that if somebody accepts now to finish Shas, it's as if they finish Shas right now.
Right.
Well, so the same idea. If you're going to yeshiva to learn, so right now you're considered a Talmud Chacham, already Lama Freya.
Yeah. So here Tosfos is saying that you're considered an Adam Gadol, right? You're considered a great person. So it means that you put yourself in a trajectory so that the Lamda says that you developing into an Adam Gadol is not considered Noilad. It's not considered a new thing that developed. It's not something that developed out of the... You put yourself in that program. Says Gemara Vayter.
They're dripping on the rock.
Right, right. That's in Avos to Reb Nosson. There it also talks about how Lamaisa, how did they support themselves if Kaaba Savua made Aser them Bahana. Barte de Rabbi Akiva, the daughter of Rabbi Akiva, Avdale le Ben Azai Hachi. She did the same kind of thing for Ben Azai, meaning she basically let him go learn. V'hainu da amriyinshi, this is what people say, Rechela basa Rechela Azra. One ram goes after the other. Or actually, Rabbi Kiva's wife was Rachel. Ka'ov de'ima, ka'ov de'barta. Like the manner of the mother is like the manner of the daughter. Okay. Rabbi Yosef Brei de Rava, Rabbi Yosef the son of Rava, Shadrei Avui lebei Rav. Her father sent her to the house, his father sent him to the house of Rav, meaning to the yeshiva, lekamid Rabbi Yosef, before Rabbi Yosef, meaning Rabbi Yosef, the son of Rava, was sent to learn by Rabbi Yosef. Paskulei shishnei, they made up, they'll support him for 6 years. Ki havet tlashni, when 3 years were up, mata male yom di kippurah, it came Erev Yom Kippur. Amar, so Rabbi Yosef said, Ezel v'achazin alin shebesa, I'm going to go appear to the residents of my house. His father got very angry. Shama avui. His father got hurt. Shaka mana, he took a weapon. V'nafak la'ape, and he went out toward him. Hey, he said, you know, why are you being mavato from your learning? Amar lei, he said to him, Zaynasach niskarta. Did you remember your harlot? Meaning what, you couldn't restrain yourself? You're coming home because you want to take care of your needs? Ika da Amri, some say no. Amar Lehi, he said to him, Yainasach Nizgati, you remembered your dove. You're being faithful to your mate. Itra, they got so caught up in the argument. Loi mar ifsik, vloi mar ifsik. Neither one had the Suda Samafsekes. They got very caught up in the Suda Samafsekes, in arguing about whether this was the appropriate thing to do. Okay, Nusugya. Hamoirede, says the Mishnah, Abayla, a woman who rebels against her husband, Parchsin la miksubasa, we detract, we diminish from her ksuba. Shiva dinar b'shabbos, 7 dinar a week, a dinar a day. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shiva tarpikin, 7 tarpikin. Ad masayhu paiches, until when do we continue to diminish? Ad keneged ksubasa, until we diminish and mitigate the whole ksuba. Rabbi Yosi says, we continue to diminish even when she's already depleted her ksuba. Why? Because maybe she'll inherit something from somewhere else. So he could collect from it. So in other words, she's going to lose 7 dinar a week. And even after all 200 dinar are depleted, we continue to make a cheshbon, maybe she'll inherit from somewhere else. However, she does not diminish from the nechasim she brings into the marriage. V'chein ha-moyer alisha, someone who rebels against his wife. Moisifin ha-ksuba, so we add to her ksuba shloisha dinar m'shabbos, 3 dinar a week. Rabbi Yehuda, Amir Rabbi Yehuda says shloisha tarpikin, 3 tarpik. So the Gemara now wants to know, what does it mean we diminish? What does it mean she rebels? What does it mean she's rebelling? What is she not doing? Myredes mimai, what is she rebelling from? Says the Gemara, Rav Huda Amar Mitasha Shamita, she doesn't want to have relations. So she's rebelling. So we basically diminish 7 dinar a week until she diminishes Oksura. She doesn't want to work. Says the Gemara, Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, V'chein ha-morid al-ishtay. If a man rebels against his wife, Bishlam al-amandar mitashmish, Bishlam according to the man, the amr, it's from relations, L'chai, all is fine and good. Al-amandar amr mimalacha, but according to the man, the amr, that he's rebelling from, she's rebelling from work. So what would it mean? He's rebelling against her from work? Mi meshubed la? Does he have to work for her? Yes, so says the Gemara, but Oimer, Eini Zon, Ve'eni Mefarnes. where he says, I will not support her and I will not sustain her. So he's responsible to do that. That's what it means. That he's rebelling from work. What do you mean? So then if he's rebelling by not working, then we add on to her ksuba 3 dinar a Shabbos? But doesn't he have to divorce her? Doesn't Rav say someone who says Eini zan ve'in mefarnes, he goes out and he gives a ksuba? He divorces her and gives a ksuba? Says the Gemara, well, ultimately, if he's not going to support her, he has to give a ksuba. But we're going to have a conversation with him. And in the meantime, we're going to penalize him by adding on to the ksuba. Says Gemara, V'lav la'amluchi be'bay. Don't we need to converse with him and discuss it with him? So in the interim, we're going to fine him and add to the ksuba. Fine.
We also said that if you have to divorce her after, if it's tam, after a week or two. That was last Mishnah. Why isn't the same kasha?
Where did I see this question? Tosfos, bottom line of Tosfos, bottom two lines. Rabasi Tosfos says, "Vim timer laman damra mitashmish nami tiksha dar karchach moir mitashmish nami koyfin lahitzi." The atul oilam yasivak suvasa the tisagin koyameha. On Tashmish, we could have also asked that doesn't he have to divorce her? So Tosfos says, it could have said back ula tamich, and according to you, how would it make sense for Tashmish? And I guess for Tashmish, we would also have to say we converse with him. So I guess maybe for Tashmish, if the guy's a 6 month captain or a camel driver, in the meantime, you know, we would penalize him. But if he says, I'm not going to support her, what's she going to eat? Maybe, in other words, it sounds like the Gemara felt it's more pashut, we're going to have a conversation with him, legabe tashmish, because it's not like, you know, her life is on the line. So in the meantime, we'll penalize him until we could work it out. And if we can't, of course, he'll have to divorce her. But maybe there's no conversation, really, when it comes to work, because if he's not going to support her, how is she supposed to live? And the Gemara says, even so, in the meantime, you know, we don't do it drastically. Okay. Fighter? Says the Gemara, let me just... Says Gemara, Meisve, Achasli, Arusa, Unasua, Vafilo Nida, Vafil Choila. There's no difference if a woman rebels, whether she is an Arusa, who says, I'm not going to do Nasuin, Unasua, did Nasuin, Vafilo Nida, Vafilo Choila, Vafilo Shoimeras Yavam. Bishlam, according to the one that says that a moiredes doesn't want to work, shaper, then it comes out good. Because in all these cases, if she doesn't want to work, no matter what the relationship is, so then the halacha is, she's a Mayredes. Elamandam Ritashmish. But if it's from Tashmish, what do you mean? There's no difference whether she's a Nida? Nida Bas Tashmishi? Is a Nida capable of Tashmish? Why would she be a Mayredes if the Nida says she doesn't want to have Tashmish? Says Gemara, Amar Lecha, Einoi Doima Mishi Eshle Pas Basala, Lumi Shein Lai. There's no comparison someone who has bread in his basket and someone who doesn't. Even though neither can have tashmish, but if she says she's not going to, so then he has no pas basala, even though right now he can anyway. Because at least he knows the time will come that he can. Says Gemara, Bishlama Lamanda Amra Mitashmish. Bishlama, according to Lamanda Amra, who says it's from Tashmish, Hainu Diktani Choyla. That's why it says a Choyla. Why a Choyla is able to have Tashmish. Lamanda Amra Mimalacha, but according to Lamanda Amra from work, Chayla bas malachi is a sick is a woman who is a chayla able to work. So why is she considered rebelling? So this indicates that clearly, Moiredes is from Tashmish. Says Gemara Elami Tashkul Amaloi Pligi Dihi Moiredes. Everyone agrees that if she doesn't want to have Tashmish, she's a Moiredes. Ki pligi mimalacha. The machlokes is if she doesn't want to work, is that a mayredes? Mar savra mimalacha lo have mayredes. One man damra holds that if she doesn't want to work, she's considered rebelling. Mar savra mimalacha nami having mimalacha lo have mayredes. The first one opinion holds if she doesn't want to work, she's not considered rebelling. Mar savra mimalacha nami having mayredes. And the other man damra holds that refraining from malacha is also mayredes. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, let's hold it here. Have a good night, everyone. Bracha v'hatzlacha, kol tov. Good night. Thank you, everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.